This is a Travel Channel podcast. Check out Discovery Network's complete podcast lineup at discoveychannelradio.com.
Decades ago, there were no super speedways. A race course was anywhere there was a road, and often where there wasn't. These early races were more about survival than racing skill. Contests ran between cities. Some ran for thousands of miles, spanning the length of continents. Those great marathon races continue, but now only in the remote, inhospitable regions of the planet, where man and machine are pushed to the limits in brutal, punishing off-road races. The thrill of off-road racing, combined with big-money sponsors and manufacturer muscle, has spawned its own type of off-road vehicle that has grown in popularity in the United States. No class of off-road vehicle has reached the pinnacle of engineering sophistication and technical toughness as a class of vehicles called the trophy truck. And sitting securely in the driver's seat in a league of his own, Ivan Stewart.
52 years old, and I'll be 53 in June in the Baja 500, and that's typically one of my birthday presents that I wanted for many, many years now, so I try and reward myself with that.
He has scored more wins in off-road racing than anyone else. They call him Iron Man. Winner of the Baja 1000, Fireworks 250, Trophy Truck Drivers Championship, and 16-time winner of the Baja 500.
I think endurance in off-road racing is a huge part of winning. Not only finishing, but winning. Because if you can imagine that you're doing this for many, many hours, under extreme conditions, I'm talking about cold, snow, 120 degrees with everything you can imagine that could be coming into the race car with you. So I think the whole team has got to have a tremendous amount of endurance and heart and dedication to continue on, because nobody has ever had a perfect race.
Ivan will try to beat the odds and run that perfect race in the Baja 500. Starting and finishing in Ensenada, Mexico, the Baja 500 is a round trip through a brutally hot, inhospitable landscape that punishes both driver and vehicle. On the start day, over 155 vehicles were massed at the dusty, sun-scorched starting line for the Baja 500. All the drivers were gunning for Stewart. If someone could beat him, if he failed to win his cherished Baja birthday present, it just might put old Iron Man out to pasture for good. Ivan starts the race at 7:30 a.m. He's already been awake and making final preparations for the past 3 hours. The race starts in stages, with each racer separated by 30 seconds. Ivan is the fourth racer out of the gates in his class. Nearing the 100-mile mark a mere 2 hours into the race, what should normally be a 30-second pit stop turns into a 50-second stop because of earlier concerns about the oil pressure. As a result, the Ford Trophy truck driven by Dan Smith passes Ivan. Nearly 200 miles and 4 hours into the race, Ivan pulls into pit two. He takes on fuel, tires, and new goggles. He's out of the pit in 28 seconds. The pit crew then realizes they didn't give him enough fuel. Things don't look good. Ivan will have to make an unplanned stop for more fuel if he hopes to stay in the race. He's already behind the leader by almost 30 seconds. He attempts to stay with the Ford, knowing he may run out of gas at any second. Finally, he gets a lucky break. The Ford pulls into the pits. After grabbing as much of a lead as possible, he stops for an emergency fuel dump. 10 seconds later, he's off and running. For the next 200 miles, Ivan pulls out in front of the closest competition. By the 400-mile mark, he has carved out a 13-minute lead.
As soon as you lose concentration, worrying about your elbow being sore, or if you're out of shape and you're starting to get tired, or your helmet's not fitted right and you're starting to get dust in your eyes, or you're breathing dust and a lot of things, you start making a lot of mistakes. So maintaining concentration, experience is a big, big factor, and I think probably the number one underlining thing for me that I think is extremely important, I just sincerely love what I'm doing. I love it better when I'm in the front of the pack and winning, but I love every aspect of off-road racing.
9 hours and 45 minutes later, Ivan crosses the finish line 30 minutes ahead of his closest rival. Out of the 155 drivers who started the race, only 68 finished. Among those, Ivan Stewart, who celebrated his 53rd birthday by claiming the title as winner of the 1998 Baja 500.
My wish came true again. See, I read the other day in the paper that it was like our 10th victory with Toyota and 16th or 15th, something like that, either overall or class victory in the Baja 500. So it's kind of obviously my favorite race. So it was good. Great present.